Elsewhere in France, an important liaison has dissolved. Ségolène Royal, who many Americans learned about when she ran for president on the socialist ticket and was defeated, has announced she's splitting from her partner of more than 25 years. He happens to be the leader of the Socialist Party, and now she's expected to seek the leadership for herself. To find out more, we called French political commentator Christine Ocrent, who joins us on the line. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Now, these two, Royal and François Hollande, they had shared a political life, or at least they had a political life in common. They never married, but they are the parents of four. What happened? Why this breakup now?
Well, you know, Renee, there's an interesting comparison to make with the Clinton couple, because there you are, two people meeting at university, two young, brilliant guys, you know, who decide to live together, but they will run separate political careers, as opposed to Hillary sacrificing, at least in the beginning, her own ambitions for the sake of Bill Clinton's career. Ségolène Royal, from the very start, decided that she would play her own partition, and so would he. Now they are political competitors, and they have marital difficulties, and so they split, which happens, you know, in quite a few couples these days. But on top of it, what's happened is that Ségolène Royal has always kept her own professional career. They belong to the same political party, but since she made the presidential bid and gathered some 47% of the votes, she has overshadowed him and, I think, taken a personal revenge on some of the, how could I put it, personal difficulties.
Their personal difficulties being what?
Well, you know, as happens between a man and a woman, I think that Ségolène Royal was becoming wary of François' permissiveness. And he was having affairs. She knew about it. And it all became very public. You know, in France, as opposed to other countries, we are very lucky so far that private lives tend to be quite well preserved. But this time over, indeed, Ségolène Royal has used her private life as a political argument, and so in a way it sort of boomerangs back. She was quite happy to be photographed with her newborn baby in magazines, and, you know, they did play the couple in politics.
Now, in the U.S., this would be quite a scandal. How are people in France treating it?
What scandal? You mean that no American politician has affairs? First of all, it's not a scandal. I mean, it's headlines all over, and it's a huge story. But the fact that he's had an affair is frankly so banal.
But quite more seriously, for the Socialist Party, what does this mean? Is it in real trouble?
The Socialist Party has lost major elections, three in a row. It has lost the presidential election after a rather unpopular president and an even more unpopular government were ousted a few months ago. And it's remarkable that the leading opposition party, the Socialist Party, has not been able to convince the French that it was their turn. So it's a very weak party, even if it has gained some seats in Parliament a few days ago. It's a party which is torn between many personal rivalries between potential leaders. And it's a party which is now even more weakened by the sort of tragicomical soap opera between the current leader, François Hollande, and his now estranged companion, Ségolène Royal, who was the socialist presidential candidate.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Christine Ocrent is a political commentator and a television host in France.